You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Hell's coming with me!
Sorry. I can't wait to cut that out.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
That's okay. You gotta go before me now.
I apologize.
Forever.
Oh, we were going clockwise around the table.
No, that's fine.
Cockwise.
Cockwise. We were going order of largest cock to smallest. I still lose.
Man. Oh, wait. I'm just gonna stop this for a second. Turn that up. Give it that. Yeah.
I got the applause in there. It's the greatest moment of my life.
Oh,
everyone clap,
man.
For my tiny dick.
What episode is this? Is this the 17th episode?
That's 17.
17th episode of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. And we're talking about Red Dead Redemption.
We should have talked about Red Dead Revolver.
No, never played that game.
Yeah, really? I played that. That was a good one.
Did you?
Poop.
Yeah.
Well, because Red Dead Redemption was the spiritual successor, because I think Rockstar wound up purchasing it from whoever.
I mean, in comparison, it's nowhere near as good a game.
Well, it was kind of like...
Revolver really can't stand up to it.
Well, did you ever play that game Gun?
In Revolver, you do get a bow and arrow with dynamite attached to the arrows.
Ooh.
Oh, that's some Rambo shit.
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
Wait.
You had to fight a boss using the exploding arrows.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd get down with that.
Get down on it. Is hell coming with you?
You called down the thunder.
Well, now you got it. And I'm your Huckleberry.
I am your Huckleberry.
Yeah, so...
we're both my Huckleberries.
That's pretty much it. So we're done rambling for a little bit. What are we going to jump into? There's nothing going on. It's not like we're recording this thing earlier
or
anything.
I like how we always try to jump into some kind of gaming news or something. And we're like, there's nothing going on.
Nothing. Don't even look at...
We're in an intense, quiet period.
Of gaming?
Yeah.
There's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on.
Gamefly's doing a free month trial.
Don't give a shit.
For a limited time.
I don't give a fuck about Gamefly.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could find on IGN.
I got that spam, too.
It's the only thing I could find on IGN that's actually game related.
No, that's like telling me, hey, Redbox rents movies for $1. I don't give a shit. Every time I see a fucking sad son of a bitch, I saw it at a Walmart today.
Let's talk about Flappy Bird.
Let's talk about Flappy Bird. I downloaded Flappy Bird. Let me tell you a little story about Flappy Bird. It's Mario Brothers levels with a Flappy Bird in it. You try to fly through pipes, you hit the pipe and you die and you got star all over. It's the dumbest fucking game I've ever played in my life.
Man,
30 seconds and I uninstalled it.
I really wanted to rail on the fat guy that I saw at the Red Box today and the guy standing behind him.
Playing Flappy Bird?
No, who was waiting for the other guy at the Red Box. That blows my mind. I missed the mark. Like, I should... That's... You can hear every little drop.
Well, I was gonna chew on that ice, because I chew on ice a lot. And I was like, oh, I should probably
not do that.
You
should probably not do that.
Tell me your Red Box story. What do you mean?
Well, no, because every Red Box that I go to, there's always a line. And I know how to use the internet.
Not everyone knows how to use the internet.
And it's so sad.
Was the fat guy wearing, like, track shorts?
No. Yes.
Yes,
he was. He was wearing sweatpants, because that's all
that
fit.
He doesn't know how to use the internet.
I think that he only for know
porn.
How to...
Only for porn. He doesn't know how to, like, get a movie.
Yeah, but he
doesn't know about Netflix.
He doesn't know how to use the internet for free porn.
Can you
He probably pays for his porn.
Yeah, he probably pays, like, $9.99 a month for that tranny site.
Dude, if all of the internet went down and I couldn't have any porn, I've got a backup stash on my computer, and I've got DVDs buried in a fucking plastic
so
box
you're
in my garage.
You're smarter than Randy Marsh, is what you're saying.
Yes. Oh, it's ectoplasm or the ghost in here.
I'm on the other end of that. If the internet went down, I'd have to jack off the old-fashioned way by having sex with my girlfriend. I don't...
God forbid.
Yeah, I don't keep, like, stashes of porn throughout the house, like, hidden in the vents and, like, behind the electrical covers.
In the back of the toilet.
I don't keep it hidden.
In a plastic bag in the back of the toilet.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I've got DVD, I got porn DVDs stashed around my house like if I was running from a zombie apocalypse. Like, there's the ones out in the garage that I can get to, like, quickly, and if that doesn't work, then I have to, like, fall back to the bedroom, and there's one actually underneath one of my guns.
Is that your sacred one?
No, it's just wound up there. I don't know why it wound up in there. And then if last ditch effort, because my bathroom is, like, the
Careful,
last door.
It's loaded.
Is that the name of the porno?
Careful. Man, you just ruined my story.
So when you die in the zombie apocalypse, which you will, the people that come to raid your house for food are just going to be searching through your house, and they're just going to find stashes of porn.
No, dude, it'll be all in my hand. It'll be like the only thing that I'm clutching. But in the, I have one last DVD in my bathroom, and I don't know why it's in there.
Jesus Christ.
Because I don't have a DVD player in my bathroom.
I took all that porn I had. Remember we got that huge bag from Joe?
Oh, so awesome.
And I took it when I moved out of the apartment. I took all that porn down to the dumpster. I just set it by the dumpster, and I took my next load of garbage down there. It was gone. There's like 3 minutes. Someone took that huge bag of porn.
Well, it is a precious commodity. It's not like they're cranking that stuff out.
Cranking it out.
How many puns? Come on, Chester. You're the pun master. Give me like a... They seem to have a handle on their distribution.
You put me on the spot. I can't do it.
I put you.
I can't perform.
You're adorable.
Jeremy. So we were going to talk about some video games outside of porn, or like maybe some other type of...
You could talk about porn games.
Yeah, like Leisure Suit Larry.
Never got into it.
No?
No, I watched a guy play it, and it wasn't funny.
I watched a guy play the porno game.
There's some really weird Japanese porn games.
Yeah, there are.
Not shocking coming not from you. Shocking. I just not shocked. Well, no.
Coming from Japan or coming from me?
No, so we helped somebody move into a dorm room outside of a... what is it, like a culinary academy?
Yeah.
And one of his roommates had a full-size, like, Japanese pillow, but it was shaped like a woman. And then his mouse pad was a girl spread eagle, but the vagina and her, like, ass was raised up as, like,
the padded part?
Yeah, it was the padded part. Like, so I know what's out there.
Yeah, it was real cool. He seemed like he almost could have been a normal kid, and you walk in, and you're like, oh... You have one of those full-size anime pillows like that you sleep with.
Strange.
I immediately went home and burned everything that I was wearing.
I jerked off the old-fashioned way.
Jerked off on the flames.
So, Dirk, what do you got going on? What's on your game radar? Anything? I mean, we seem to be in a slow period, and everyone keeps saying, no, we're not. And then I turn around, I'm like, well, give me something.
Well, no, we'll start with you because... Here's how the slow period is. It's still, like, how long has the PS4 been out for?
Months.
3 months now?
Yeah.
And there's still no new games.
Yeah, the only good games that are on it are games that were already released. Like, yeah. I think that the game I'm going to buy, like, the first, like, next generation game I'm going to buy, is probably going to be Tomb Raider. And
which
was already out in the last generation. They just made a new Lara Croft model for it.
Oh, yeah.
Is she sexier?
She's even hotter now. So she's,
you know what? I saw that.
It'll be hotter deaths.
Dude, the rock death at the very beginning when you're trying to get out of it, God. And it crushes you. You're like, this game just wants to kill Lara Croft, like, every which way they can.
Yeah.
It's the death rape simulator.
I'm okay with this.
Oh, God. The
Japan has one of those.
Yeah, and, death and, like, rape simulators?
All the games I want to play are either, like, downloadable
titles.
Are you
serious?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Is there other tentacles?
Have you played the death rape simulator?
No, and I don't think that there's any death, but it is a rape simulator.
Okay.
Where you, like,
go on.
Follow, I think you follow girls around and try to, like, the faster you can complete. Yeah, it's...
Now, is it just, like, to penetration or to complete?
Do you have to hide the crime? Do you have to, like, make sure you don't get semen on her?
It's like Hitman.
Yeah, you make sure you don't get any, like, biological...
I don't know, man. I don't know that enough about the game.
Why do you know this?
And why are we not playing it?
No.
Because I know things about <You don't>... Japan.
Congratulations.
I really wish I would have put like the like the
comfortable laughter.
Yeah, comfortable laughter or the canned laughter.
All right. So, PS4, the only thing I want to play is like downloadable titles, small games, indie games. There's nothing like that big huge AAA title that I'm like, I can't wait for that.
Well, they've got, what is that? It's Bungie, their next thing, which is basically going to be Halo.
I don't play shooters.
I think it is a shooter.
Yeah. So,
what, Halo?
Was that Titanfall?
Yeah,
no.
Titan.
Is it Titanfall?
It might be. No, Titanfall was Titanfall was the one from the guys who got booted out of Infinity Ward.
Yeah, I can't remember because I don't pay attention to shooters. So I don't care. And The Order, which still doesn't have a release date, is the only game that I'm even interested in looking at. But it's still a whole lot of shooting. But the premise sounds cool. I just go on. Go on. Go ahead. Make your drink.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let me get it close to the mic. Yeah,
we don't get to hear you making a beer.
You're just knocking things over.
Yeah,
I
you're
should take the cap off the bottle.
Fucking menace.
Well, you
Coke is pouring so slow.
Listening to the show, you can always hear when we open a beer. So that's the sound of me pouring Coke into my whiskey.
Stop it! Oh, shit.
My God! Oh.
That saved.
Yeah.
Oh, my soda's warm.
If only you had some ice.
Can we pause this?
We pause it so you can go get some ice.
We can't pause.
We
there is no warm. Pause. It's like if we have to deal with the me screaming and having my voice cracked, you call down the thunder.
Yeah.
Or tell them I'm coming.
We'll deal with it.
Yeah. Like,
I'll fix it in post. I know I say that a lot. I never do, and I won't.
Yeah.
Apparently, Skylanders is in the top 20 game franchises of all time.
Don't give a shit because that's just a cash grab.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just cash grab like crazy. No, but you were going to talk about Elder Scrolls online.
I was. I'm playing the third beta right now. It's only for a couple of days. I got to work most of the time.
Oh.
But I'm actually impressed. I think I'm going to probably buy the game and play it.
I can't get into that. I can't get into the MMORPG.
I mean, it's plays a hell of a lot like Skyrim, except
with other assholes.
There's other people running around. You can choose to interact with them or not. They don't necessarily affect what you're doing. And that you get to travel to every country that's been available in the past, plus some.
So you can just treat it like normal life and just say, fuck all these assholes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like Constantinople?
Now, can you fight people, like, just off the cuff, or do you have to agree to enter into Mortal Kombat?
There's an area.
You have agreed to a duel.
There's an area in the center of the map. It's Cyrodiil that is completely PvP. You can go there once you're level 10.
I want like, Skyrim, but with cars, like, when I was driving down here today, and it's a Saturday.
Skyrim with cars?
Yeah, where I can, like, rocket launch people. Oh, no, that might be Grand Theft Auto.
Car-ram.
I just want, dude, I want to just, I know this is probably bad for me to say, like, on something that's going to be put up on the internet, but I hate everybody else that's in a car that isn't me. Everyone.
I know that. I've been in a car with you.
You've seen me rage.
No, he is, like, the nicest motherfucker, and then he gets into a car, he's just like, look at this motherfucker. Look at him. Dude, he's got his blinker on. He's making a left-hand turn. But look at him.
He's doing it wrong.
I'm like, I don't... Chester, are you... Because I've known you for, what, like 5 years now? And I've never seen that side of you.
That's where he holds it all up for when he gets behind the wheel. That's the best time to do it, too, when you're behind the wheel of a two-ton death machine.
Yeah, he pulls out the sword of Orin or whatever it's called.
I had a guy, he was trying... He wanted to fight me because I honked and flipped him off, and he was trying to pull over and fight me.
You should get together.
He started doing this, and he was looking in his mirror at me.
Internet canteen,
chest, like doing the chest tap, and then puffing out his chest like that to me. And I started laughing and doing it back to him, and he started to pull over, and I was laughing so hard. I think he saw me laughing at him and drove away.
And that was the day that Chester almost got shot.
Yep.
And this is how we talk about how we're socially awkward. We don't know how to perform in social. Are we talking about porno again?
You didn't learn from all those movies?
I can't perform when anyone's watching.
Yeah. Also, by the time this comes out, I think that going back to some type of games, Lightning Returns, which we talked about earlier, should have been Lightning Strikes Twice.
Yeah, the Final Fantasy add-on.
Yeah, they're ruining everything that I love
sorry,
about.
But Final Fantasy 13 was trash anyways.
What, you didn't like riding Odin as a motorcycle, which I'm assuming
riding Odin, riding both lightning guys.
Riding Odin.
Come on, guys.
I watched my roommate play that. It was like just bright lights. And just flashing a lot of lens flare, and this looks fucking stupid.
It wasn't a Final Fantasy game, because there's no free roam. It's just completely linear.
Oh, they got rid of free roam in Final Fantasy X. They made one level free roam.
I disagree, because you
kind
could,
of a free roam.
You could still travel around at the end of the game, and there were bosses you could fight that were harder than the actual end boss. In 13, there was nothing like that. You got to the end, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be able to do more. Nope.
They just end the game?
It just game over.
Could you run around in Final Fantasy VII after you beat Sephiroth?
No.
I think you had to do it before you...
You can't. Once you go into the crater, it's over.
Yeah. Okay.
Or a certain part of the crater.
No, once you drop the ship down in the crater...
No, you can get back up. There's a certain point in the crater where this is as far down as you can go. It's like halfway down somewhere. It's like there's this ledge, and there's a save point, And then, like, once you go past that where you have to select your two parties, like, you're done.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm pissed that that's what Final Fantasy has become. Yeah. So that I'm stuck.
And no more turn-based. That's garbage.
I don't even know what's going on with that shit.
All my turn-based RPGs.
Well, I tried to give you Lost Odyssey.
I have it in the back room.
You put it in that fucking case. It's mine, didn't you?
Yeah.
You cataloged.
Is that yours?
That's my Lost Odyssey.
I thought Shane left it here.
No, I did. I gave it to you.
I cataloged your game. yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of cutscenes and story, man. It was boring.
Dude, it was so much. There was three DVDs, and
there,
I was
no, there was four.
Oh, there's four.
There's four discs in that fucking game.
It's been so long since I played it.
It was a lot of cut, and I'm just waiting for shit to happen. It's just like, come on,
you know,
man.
What, though? I was jocking for the guy, the mortal, to bang that hot immortal chick. Dude, I was just like, come on, throw a dog a bone. He wants that. She wants it. Just let it happen.
I want it.
I want that to happen. And
what's
then,
going on in your world, Dirk? Let's not talk about porno anymore.
The Lightning Returns thing was the only thing I was saying. World? I'm still playing X-Men.
Can't get over it. You can't
get
enough, huh?
After the X-Men episode, I can't get enough of it. I've been playing. I actually set up a retro corner in my. I got a free TV from a buddy, a 37-inch CRT.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that shitty 27-inch CRT back, by the way. I appreciate it
first,
a lot.
First world problems. So, yeah, I set up a little retro corner. He gave me, like, this nice-ass glass stand. I got this TV on top of it. I've just been playing X-Men, and I've been really, really enjoying it. It's
You know what I found when I was cataloging my games? I have Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, the first one or the second one?
This the first one, I believe.
No, you only have the first one? Because the first one came out for, because I have it for the PlayStation 2.
No, it must have been the second one. It was on Xbox. It was on 360.
Yeah, so I think that's Ultimate Alliance 2, which I'm down for, but this game is fucking long. Like, I'm waiting for them to drop something or like for me to beat the game, but I'm looking at like the leveling up or like the really they're kind of simple level trees for each X-Men, and right now I think I'm level 14 and there's still shit that is way down the line, and I've been playing this game for probably about, I don't know, 15
10 years.
It's a lot of content in one little game, so
yeah. And in the 2 generations ago game. Oh, God, I almost ripped my headphones right off my head.
Oh, like...
Stupid fat hobbit feet.
Like I ran over and hit you and ripped your other headphones off?
That was rude, by the way, how you attacked me.
I'll punch you right now.
Oh, don't, please. Don't.
See, that's pretty much
it. Rage quit.
There's a pout couch. You were excited to be alone tonight. You can be alone, just completely alone.
You interrupted me when I was talking about PS4. You know what's coming out, which looks awesome.
You interrupted him when he told RBI you baseball, what's going dude. On in your world, Dirk.
RBI baseball.
RBI baseball.
RBI baseball. I know we've all been waiting 30 years for that to happen. So finally.
RBI baseball was one of the first games on the Nintendo where they used those really, really catchy graphics when you made like a good play. Like where it just got you excited. Like if you try to throw somebody out at home, it showed the outfielder just like throwing like, doing this huge throw, and then the ball like doing the Japanesey like moving in the background thing, like
the speed racer where yeah. the lights moving in the background, but nothing's actually moving.
Yeah, and then it showed the catcher or the guy running, and then the catcher like either if the ball hits before the guy in the animation, then he's gonna be out. So no, I'm excited. I think they can do some good things.
I wonder if it'll have the noises. Whether you get hit a pop fly and it's all. So I haven't seen much about it.
And
I just see that
that's
it was
only
going to
be for the PS4?
I don't know. No, it's one of those downloadable titles. I'm sure it'll be on Steam and everything else. So I was excited about that. Nice. See, and the only thing I want to play on the PS4 is small downloadable titles.
That you can probably get on any other console.
Yeah.
Well, somebody on Reddit was like, I want to thank the person who got me my PS4, my Netflix player.
Let's talk about Dust Force. The exciting janitorial romp. With intense platform challenges.
Like jump over the vomit. And
it's on PlayStation 3 and the PS.
Yeah, you've come to a puddle of vomit. Do you use the sawdust?
Sawdust or kitty litter.
Yeah, or the mop. That sounds horrible. Is it an action? Is it a adventure game?
It says intense platform challenges, so it's got to be a side-scroller.
That just sounds like
we're reaching the end. We're running out of things. Someone had to make a janitor.
The most powerful. Oh no! You know what?
Well, I mean, like Space Quest. You played Roger Wilco, who was a janitor.
Did you clean shit up all day?
No, there was a, like in Space Quest 4, I want to say, you were the captain of a garbage ship. You had to go around collecting planets' garbage at first, and you got into adventures. And
was your sidekick Barf?
I don't think so. That would have been perfect.
You entertain yourself.
Anyway, I think we're done. Just like
we have now. Well, beat I do want to touch on what I guess pulp.
Fox is coming out with that Gotham series.
No, I don't. So no, stupid. I don't. It's going to be a pile of shit. It'll be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from Gotham.
It's going to be as good as Arrow.
No, because what do you like?
Agents of GCPD.
No, because okay, so do what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did. You're like, you know what would be great if we talked about all of the shit that happened before the superheroes got here.
Yeah, no one cares about the superheroes. Let's give them all the backstory, but the actual just regular humans.
I mean, that guy, he's like 45. He's had a whole life, and we could tell the story.
Who, Agent Coulson?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Agent Coulson.
Oh, he got stabbed.
He's dead.
We watched that.
Yeah. It happened. Today, actually.
Wasn't that a clone or something? How did he survive that?
He didn't. He's dead.
No, that was the prequel.
Loki murdered his ass.
That was the show. The series takes place before he died.
Okay, so when you were talking about this earlier, the Gotham thing that was going on, they're like, imagine Gotham City before Batman, and that's all you have to say because that it doesn't matter.
Like, who cares?
It's like imagine Metropolis without Superman.
Supervillains didn't start coming out of the woodwork until Batman showed up.
It's all his fault. Yeah, it's right because all he wanted to do was just like take care of regular criminals. And then some super villain asshole was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to paint my face. Shit's going to get real.
Well, there had to be something there where Batman went back and was... I mean, there was something to spur him into being Batman.
We're going to have an episode one of these days where we don't talk about Batman.
Then, you know what? That's an episode that I want to live through. I don't want to be there. That's fine. You just call me up.
We'll
be like, you know
we'll
what?
We'll just post an hour of silence one week.
You're going to hear an episode where it's going to be like,
and then at the end, just Batman.
I'm Batman. Anyway.
Couldn't do it.
The Gotham thing, the DC sell out to fucking Disney too? Because that's all I can see how this happened. Or is it a WB show?
It's on Fox.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand it. If it does get good, Fox will cancel it.
Oh, yeah, just like Titus or...
And then the Cartoon Network will bring it back.
Firefly. The Tick.
Titus? No one watched Titus?
I watched Titus. I liked it. I like fucking what's-his-face, Christopher Titus.
Your family wasn't dysfunctional enough.
Unless it's a Seth MacFarlane cartoon, they're going to cancel it.
Well, they canceled. In fact, they canceled Seth. Yeah. Now they're just like, oh, we get the bread and butter. You want all of Sunday? Take it. Except for The Simpsons.
Yeah, no one watches that anymore.
Which needs to die.
It does need to die.
Go to sleep, Simpsons.
Yeah.
Give it some dignity, take it out back, and shoot it in the head.
Please go the fuck to sleep.
Get an old yeller, The Simpsons.
Yeah. Just take it out back.
Kurt Russell.
Was he an old yeller?
Yeah.
Was he the kid?
He was the kid.
Oh, man. And with that, well, let me get in here. I'm cutting the nonsense off.
But I wanted to talk about Kurt Russell a little bit
more. We got a lot to cover here.
We do. Sorry about that. I'm a little loud. Get down on it. Just
incredibly loud.
I'm on a horse.
Yeah, you know what? This music isn't very exciting. It's very Western.
I love
it. No, it is. Because this takes you back. I'm on a horse, motherfucker. This is real as it gets.
it does have a really good, like, good, bad, and ugly vibe to it.
The game did such an amazing job of creating just the kind of loneliness and dirtiness of the Old West.
We actually never really said what the game was. Red Dead Redemption.
We did that.
We're talking about Red Dead Redemption?
Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Echo the Dolphin. Just the loneliness.
Red Dead the Dolphin.
That was a lonely game.
It really was. This could have gone right in the thing.
Another animal. I don't know what to do.
Right. Oh, I met an orca.
In Red Dead Redemption.
That's right. That's what it was missing.
It was out there
an orca?
With the jackalope.
The orcalope? Anyway, do we even find out when this game was released? That was one of the things that we were, I think it's 2010.
Something I researched.
I'm going to take a guess and say released May 2010.
That's probably a pretty good guess because I'm not going to argue with it.
Rockstar Games. It has been called Grand Theft Auto on horses, and if you're in that camp...
I am.
Or Grand Theft Horse, I've heard it called.
Grand Theft Horse, then go fuck yourself.
Hey, I will not.
But I mean, I don't disagree with that.
Because there wasn't there like just horses like going up and down the road for you to
see? Yeah, there was. When you're out on the trails, there are people passing you all the time.
Take somebody's horse.
No, but I mean, going back to like, if you think that Red Dead Redemption and Grand Theft Auto is the same thing, because there's a car going by you every time. Like, it's just happening.
Yeah.
It's 2010.
May 2010.
May 2010. Look at that.
Nailed it.
It's like you were there when it happened.
I think I just remembered it from when I was doing a little bit of reading. Anyway, yeah.
I mean, there's not as many horses, but I mean, you can jack someone's horse.
You know, jack a carriage.
Yeah, you know what's the saddest thing ever? Jacking a carriage. Like, this is not as fun as I thought it was going to be.
I like to just roll them.
Get in the carriage. The carriage.
Yeah. You ever rolled a carriage? Go over a huge rock, you could totally roll a carriage.
Dude, I was playing a co-op mission with some guy, and I was steering the carriage, and he just started killing the horses that were pulling the carriage. And it was like you had to get the carriage to a spot to finish the level. So he just fucking ruined it.
And this is why I don't go online. You asked me, like, do you ever play online with this game? I'm like, no, not at all.
Online, the co-op missions were so much fun.
We will go back and play those.
We should.
But no, I played it for, like, the story. And one of the things we're going to talk about is just how likable the character of John Marston was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which will, like, kind of bleed into the rest of the characters. But
a lovable scamp.
I wasn't fond of him.
You didn't like John Marston?
Liar.
Nah, no, I just wanted to be different.
You're lying.
He was. What do you mean he wasn't different?
No,
I wanted to be different.
But not like...
What did you want to be? Like, just like, hi, guys.
Yeah, I wanted to be that guy that didn't like John Marston. I was playing the game for Bonnie McFarlane.
Dude, Bonnie McFarlane wanted herself some John Marston.
Yeah. Can you blame her?
Deep inside her split pant dress.
He's a lovable scamp.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
Those are some like Annie Oakley those style dresses.
That's a riding dress.
Is that what it's called?
It's split, so you can ride a horse. You don't have to sit side saddle.
He's got his cosplay ready, so he knows what it's called.
I read a lot of fantasy.
Fan fiction.
A lot of fantasy novels.
Slash stuff.
Got the split riding dress, so you don't have to ride side saddle.
Is Bonnie in your so virtual hot. Harem?
Bonnie and Abigail are both there.
Wow.
When we revamp our website, we're going to have, like, Chester's virtual harem. And every time we do an episode, we're just going to throw another person in there. And we'll do, like, a full, like bio for each one.
Sure. Compromising photos that you can find on the internet?
Absolutely not.
That's
See, this is why... I give an idea, and then you just, like, you see the line, and you just jump over it. It's like, where the fuck?
Sprint across the line.
Just gonna be nothing but deviant art links to racy photos of Bonnie McFarlane.
What if she rubbed those two inside things too much, and they created a hole?
What if?
Anyway, John Marston is a character. He is the anti...
He's the character.
Yeah, the anti-hero.
Yeah, anti-hero.
I think next to Ezio, John Marston is probably my all-time favorite, second all-time favorite in that situation.
This will come to it, but he goes in the... Just because of what they did with the story for the game, he goes in the the Heiress book, where... They make a character that's so lovable that he's charming, but at the same time, you know that he's just a bastard. And then
Zara's such a bastard.
He's made mistakes.
He has made mistakes, and he's trying to atone for them.
He is.
And as soon as he atones...
Dead.
Dead.
I'm sorry, did I ruin the game? For anyone that has to play this 4-year-old game?
Red Dead.
Red... Yeah. Well, did Red Dead Revolver, did he die?
No.
No. He did, however, give away $5,000.
Did he?
At the end, yep. There was a big bag of gold with a guy that looked like Sam Elliott.
In like 1910, like, that was a lot of money.
What did he kill, the governor?
Did you play that game?
Governor.
Oh, I did my research.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so John Marston, that's pretty much, we're going to talk about the characters. You want to talk about the story first? You want to talk about the characters as they fall in line? Or the gameplay? Or anything? Take your pick.
We really didn't come up with a good plan.
Yeah, this is bad. This is real bad.
We should have drank more before we did this.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, I've already killed...
You've already killed a pint-sized...
Half pint.
Yeah.
I don't think they come in pints.
Chester's getting tanked tonight. No, the gameplay was great. Even for me, because I'm not a shooter guy, the lock-on targeting.
The Red Dead mode was
in that wonderful. The Deadeye mode was great.
Never used it until after I played Undead Nightmare. They showed you how to use it, and I was like, that's stupid. I didn't understand how to use it, and I was just like, fuck it.
I only really used it when there was like five or six guys on the screen, but like for when there's like two or three guys, and just the snap-on targeting was amazing for like, you know, blind people.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know what you guys thought of it, but
you know what?
Someone like me, it was amazing.
My second playthrough, I realized they had the snap-on targeting where you just get someone in your crosshairs and then zoom in, and it just automatically centers on their chest, and I was just wasting dudes.
Yeah, it was mowing real nice. Through
people. Wait, so when it slows down, if you do the zoom?
No, without even slowing down. If you get someone in your
crosshairs... No, you hit L2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it'll...
Your crosshairs turn red when there's an enemy in your crosshairs.
Yeah.
Zoom in, and it centers on their chest.
And just...
That might hit them a couple of times. And when you get good with it, you can just compensate a tiny bit for height and get the headshots like that.
Okay, see, I might have done that instead of using the Deadeye, because... No, you couldn't turn that off, but... I don't know. They threw a lot of enemies at you because when I fired this game back up, because I played it through twice, and I mean, since 2010, it's only been 3 years and a couple months, and I've drank myself into oblivion, so I don't remember shit. Because I played the game, like, beat the game, and then walked away from video games because of the ending of the game.
Oh, I think because you knew what was going to happen and you never wanted to finish it, right?
No. I didn't even see it coming. Because I was like, oh, he's out.
I kind of saw it coming. When you started training your son to be a badass, you know, like in the beginning of the game, you had to go through kind of a tutorial. And then later when you get your family back, you kind of take your son through a tutorial. You take him hunting. You take him out, like, herding cattle. Yeah. I was like... I think I know what's going to happen.
See, and I'm too naive when I get into stories. I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. This is why that when I played Knights of the Old Republic, I'm like, you can't have a better, a better plot twist than I am your father. And I screamed that, and then it happened. And I was like, fuck.
Shit, I am the bad guy. God damn it.
So I didn't even see it coming. It completely blindsided me. And we're going to bounce around, but if you're listening to this, you played the game. Like, that you play as John Marston throughout the whole thing, like, all over the Southwest, all over Mexico, like, hours and hours of gameplay, and then they fucking kill him. Like, not like you're dead, kill him, then you come back to your last spawn point. He coughs up blood and dies right there.
Kind of sputters. Yeah.
I mean, it was a cool ending because you bust out of a barn and there's like 20 dudes lined up.
And you just try to Red Dead.
And you try to Red Dead as many headshots as you can. But there's no way you're going to fucking win, obviously.
Well, because I thought you could at first, and I was like, I got six off. And then you kill him, and then...
I think you come out with your six shooter.
Yeah, that's it.
Get six
You're
rounds.
Like, no, I've got a rifle with 22 shots. I could make this happen. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I could totally make it happen. But yeah, that to me, like, I sat there because Laurel was watching me play it. This is back when we just lived in the apartment. I'm just sitting there. I'm just like,
no.
Yeah, no, I was like... And then it gives you kind of like the fake ending. And then you come back as Jack, which is only 3 years later. That kid had some testosterone shots.
Yeah, seriously. He was like 10 and then he's 25.
Yeah.
That was a fast 3 years.
Yeah, because it was 1911 to 1914. He goes from a whiny little bitch who gets mauled by a bear to what he is now, like with that mustache, like French thing that he had going on.
The sweet Captain Morgan facial hair.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, get one of those
beers. Oh, wait a second. Are you done with your warm?
My whiskey's gone. There you go. I'm going to have a Coors Light and Coke.
Maybe you should have got the pint size.
I asked for a pint. And the lovely young lady at the store gave me the half pint.
Maybe
you should stop buying your booze from a gas station.
Why?
So you can pick out your own liquor.
Yeah, because not all Circle K's sell liquor.
No argument there? No counterpoint?
Yeah, nothing? Idiot.
I got a special Circle K by my house.
Idiot. Counter idiot.
It sounds really special.
You know what else you have by your house? A Bash's. Mm-hmm. Right around the corner.
Well, you've got a friend.
Mm-hmm. Not Eddie. Not
slogan.
Not Eddie.
Hey, too soon. All right, don't talk about Eddie. Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie's dead.
Rest in peace.
What else was let's gameplay elements of this? The map, the Grand Theft Auto map was nice.
You know what? The large map was awesome.
The map was actually cool because it had like the little drawings on it and stuff. It looked like an old timey map.
And it did come with a big map that you could pull out and look at, which I've never done with any type of game. One of my favorite gameplay elements was lassoing people, being able to hog tie them and throw them on the back of the horse.
I never lassoed I did like in a mission, but I never. Did you ever lasso anyone outside of a
mission? All the time. Dude, I lassoed everything because when I found out, like after when they told you. Because there were different types of horses, like they were like the cars, like the you couldn't really tell like which one was the Ferrari horse.
Right. It was the white horse.
Yeah, no, I figured out at the end the paints were the horses.
There were three
like,
breeds that were supposed to be the best.
Yeah, and you could either buy them or you could go out and lasso them. And if you they have shit broken down because the second time I played this, I went out and I found all the herbs and shit to like what is it? I think it was Daedalus. It was the Daedalus one where the guy was trying to fly off the cliff.
Yeah.
You actually had to find him all this bullshit.
You had to find him a bunch of herbs to make a special glue.
Yeah.
Dude, I was trying to do like a quick, dirty playthrough, and I'm like spending all this time collecting fucking herbs. So I feel like I got to get through this game in like a week.
You know how they have the challenges? Like there's the 10 ranks for each challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I maxed them out 2 times.
Really?
Do all the hunting. The hardest one was for the very top of the sharpshooter, the level 10 sharpshooter.
Yeah.
You had to disarm, I want to say, like 10 people without reloading.
In the same firefight? Really?
Yeah.
That's rough.
See, that's
very hard to do.
So this is why you shouldn't be part of the casual cowards.
Yeah, there's nothing casual about you.
Yeah, you're like, you know what I did is I sat down, I hunkered down, and I played this over over.
I casually watched a YouTube video on how to do it.
Yeah, I killed a coyote, and it's like, you started the Huntsman Challenge, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Oh, I did it. Because you could get some really cool shit.
Well, yeah, because the first playthrough was like really quick. Second playthrough, after playing Undead Nightmare, I went back, and I was skinning animals. I was trying to get as many skins as I can. Like, I would just go up into the mountains searching for bears, like, come at me, bro.
That was
just
fun.
Come at
searching
me.
Searching for bears.
What you been
you do in real life?
Dude, I look for bears everywhere. You know what? You want to make a dick sucking joke? I'll just come on, bring it.
Hey, I'm right over here. We're throwing this leather vest. We'll do this.
The battle vest.
The battle vest.
It's a battle jacket, first of all.
It's a vest. It's not a jacket.
Shh. All right, you listen to Jack Johnson. You don't get to tell me what my battle jacket is or not.
You know what? You know what? Jack Johnson.
Below the belt.
Yeah, that's what I think about Jack
Johnson,
too.
Jack Johnson spends most of his time.
I'd blow Jack Johnson. You know what? I'll just come out and say it. Battle vest or not. You know, if he only wore the battle vest, it would be awkward because he seems like such a nice guy. I don't picture him doing that.
Shows up in a leather vest, a big Slayer patch on the back of it. Be like, suck my fucking dick.
Shouldn't you be out like hitting a wave or something? Done.
Done.
I'm already done.
No.
What were we talking? We were talking about gameplay elements, what? Right? Oh, that actually
that reminds me.
No, no, no. It actually does.
Making me suck his dick,
you know,
reminds
what?
Me.
Just as frivolous as I will throw my mouth around other man's penises, that actually brings me to a point. That brings me to a point.
Is it the point of climax?
It goes back to the character of John Marston and how stand-up he was of being a villain. He just wanted to be true to his wife.
He did.
He had chicks like basically throwing their mouths at his dick and
wearing battle jackets.
Like ring toss.
I was like, can we go back to the Portal episode? Rare. They're playing Portal where their mouth is the blue portal.
Where's the orange portal?
The base of
his
cock.
Base of his, I don't know if that works.
I'm
so then his dick would just completely like, it'd be like a snake eating a snake, fucking a snake eating a snake.
Maybe it's his anus,
like an Ouroboros.
No, because then if he fucks her mouth, and then his dick is gonna go up
an
his own ass.
Ouroboros?
That's the snake that's eating itself.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you weren't like mispronouncing something like machismo.
When I say Ouroboros, what I actually mean is machismo. That's just how I mispronounce things.
Anyway, now listen. Seriously, you have to respect that they made a character who could be as dirty and as vicious as he was. Like, even looking at Grand Theft Auto, like, all the other series, like, you're just going to go, you're going to bang everything you can.
Bang a hooker and then kill her and get your money
back.
Yeah,
get your money back. But
I
with
want a refund.
Yeah, but with Grand Theft or with Grand Theft Auto
Grand
Horse.
Theft Horse.
Grand Theft Horse. With Red Dead, because I kind of wanted that. I'm like, you know what? I could play some cards, drink some beer, and then go upstairs with this
fine neon glass.
He's like, sorry, ma'am. I can't even do a John Mars.
I'm married.
Yeah. I belong to one woman. But I don't know. So,
but that does bring me to one of the achievements, the dastardly achievement, where you can hogtie a woman, leave her on train tracks, and watch her die, and then you get an achievement for that. Thank you, Rockstar Games.
I watched someone had a video where their horse was on the other side of the train tracks, and they waited for the train to come, and then they whistled for their horse in front of the train.
You know, that's a good point about the, like, when this game first came out, they were having glitches so bad to where, the skins of the people would pop up on the animals. So there was, a cougar man.
Humanimals?
Yeah. There was
That's awesome.
There was Cougar Man, where it was a person, but it was basically a cougar in the game.
Like standing upright and walking like a human?
No. It was actually a guy like down on all fours, like...
It was shaped like a cougar, but it had the human...
Yeah, but it was human. And then there was also people flying like as birds, just like up in the air. Well, because at the time, awesome. it was such an ambitious game that they had to do a couple updates to reel it in.
I want to search for those videos.
They're funny. They're good times.
Oh, my God.
And while Rockstar is probably like banging their head against the wall, it's hilarious. So, aside from what little story we've talked about and John Marston, another big thing about the game is the characters. I don't even know where I like I said, I wish you would have banged Bonnie with her suit pants or whatever. There,
suit pants. She's wearing a power suit like she's a lady from the '80s.
No, she's
ready to take on the world.
She's Hillary Clinton. Let's be honest. Come on.
She's a tough chick.
Tough.
She's built tough.
Like a rock.
That's Chevy, isn't it?
Is that?
I don't know. Probably.
No, built Ford. I don't know.
Who gives a shit? So the story. I mean, the story. You're John Marston, and the FBI is basically blackmailing you. They're holding your family hostage.
It's not the FBI. It's the Bureau. It's like the.
It's the FBI. Okay. It's the Bureau of Investigation, and they keep calling them the federal government. It's the FBI.
Well, they're holding your family hostage and forcing you to hunt down your old gang members and kill them.
Bill Williams.
In order to get your family back.
And Shocker, he goes up and like tries to get him back at the beginning of the game, gets hurt, gets shipped off to Bonnie.
You lose all your the things you acquired, all the weapons you've acquired in the previous game, and you have to start from scratch.
So he went to Hades.
That never happened in That's games, right. ever.
He fell to Hades and lost all of his weapons.
Tartarus.
I want a game that starts off with all the shit that you had in the last game. Like Assassin's Creed starts, and you have everything.
Saints Row 4.
Didn't Revelations?
That takes at least 10 minutes to get everything.
Revelations did that.
Did it?
I think so.
No, you had some stuff, but you didn't have everything. Yeah. Like, I think, remember, it started off like you didn't have the double blades. One of them ended up getting broken or something.
The Arkham Origins prequel.
I haven't played that yet.
Play a prequel, but you started with some of the things you unlocked later.
In the second game, It's good times.
Time travel.
That's right.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow.
Shut up, Terry.
I wasn't expecting that.
You know who I liked and I hated at the same time was Nigel West Dickens. Like, I wanted to kill him so bad.
He was entertaining.
Fucking swindler.
He was my dog. He was so awesome. He did nothing but just...
Fucking snake oil salesman.
He was just such a, like, stereotypical snake oil salesman. I mean, he was fantastic. He was a...
Which made it
an old timey character that you should see in a game like this,
right? And as a horrible person that John Marston was, you still looked at this character like you piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, and Marston would say some of the funniest things to him,
just like dogging on him. Yeah,
you're such a shithead.
Yeah, which carried into Undead. Just,
I mean, I just killed like 40 people today, but you're a piece of shit, Mr. West Dickens.
Yeah. I'd lassoed a fucking bear. That was a mistake. Asshole.
Did you lasso a cougar while you were on your horse?
He's always trying to lasso bears.
Is that the second time I said lasso a bear? Are we going to go back to me sucking dick again?
We were talking about you hunting bears earlier.
Oh, yeah. Looking at you, Damien.
So I'm... No. I'm watching the cutscenes, and I'm just sitting here, like, watching that dude Seth. That dude is Gollum. He's looking for his treasure, and he's talking, and he's all excited, and then he gets, like, real evil for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah. Dude is
Gollum.
But he doesn't really talk to himself. He talks to corpses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not reliving the Smeagol thing we did 2 weeks ago.
No, I just, it was fun, because, well, that's what brought it to mind, because we had just done that, and it was still fresh in my memory, and I'm just like, dude, this guy is fucking gone, because he's all just skinny, and he doesn't take care of himself, he doesn't eat, he doesn't bathe, and he's obsessed with is finding the treasure, finding his precious.
He's a little Jane Gum. He's a little like, you know, he could have somebody in a well. Maybe.
Oh, in a well. No, it's going to be a body because he doesn't deal with. He doesn't like living.
He doesn't like living.
Which, yeah, okay.
And who's other Wes Nickens? Wes Dickens.
Irish.
Wes Nickens.
Irish. You know what? I
that guy was so Irish.
I like that character.
Fucking alcoholic.
He was hilarious.
Reminds me of this asshole over here.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm nowhere
how
near.
How you're school. Irish and drunk and always betraying me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch him. I'm going to punch him so hard.
Irish had a friend named Welsh,
didn't he? Yeah. It was that, yeah, wasn't he the guy that was tied up in the barn or whatever and they're beating on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and this is where I'm going to be bad, is I can't remember that character. I didn't have enough time to go back and play it because
I don't remember him either. I just remember the name.
Well, I remember the, what is it, the Marshall. And the old guy that taught you the Deadeye, you're just like
Landon Ricketts.
Yeah, Landon Ricketts, dude. He was like the Sam Elliott character.
He was the Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
They go there and he's like, John Marston, sit down. Let me get you a Coors, the banquet beer. He's like, hey, thanks, Sam Elliott.
I will take that. let me have that. But I don't know. Like, what else we got besides the character?
You know what I liked about him is that you showed up and you were just talking shit to each other, and he's like, come on out back. Let me teach you how to shoot. Like, that's it?
Yeah.
We just talk shit to each other, and you're going to teach me how to shoot all of a sudden? That's
cool.
Come on.
Just let it happen.
Maybe because he knew you were a real man. So you're going to stand up to Landon Ricketts. You know?
Could be.
No one wants to stand up. I would stand up to Landon Ricketts. That mustache? You can't stand up to that.
No, that was a wicked mustache.
That's manly power.
Wicked mustache.
Wicked stash, bro.
That's a wicked stash,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it's real wicked.
Okay. What else? Who else?
All the Hispanics.
Harold,
there's a bunch of Hispanics.
Well, there was Harold
people.
McDougal, that the cokehead from Yale.
Oh, dude, fuck that! I didn't like that guy. I didn't like that character. No. They made him.
Well, I just thought it was funny because he was so racist. But
well,
he kept
was
talking about how it was there was scientific backing for racism.
Well, this was.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
There were a lot of things they did take some liberties in the game to like, you know, kind of go back to the mindset and just. I'm an educated person, and these savages, it's been proven that they're savages. I mean, they're dumb.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There was quite a bit of racism in there. I mean, not on purpose, but it just shows you how those people thought back then, all bass-ackwards. It's almost like living in Arizona. It's weird.
I got a lot of feeling of, like, living in Arizona. Like, they may have somebody, like, stationed out here, because they're just like, if you just shut down the border... everything.
This wouldn't be happening.
Everything bad's coming from Mexico. Yeah. No, that's it. Yeah.
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 Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Oh, dude. Oligov.
Who else did I like in that? Was the Hispanic girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She had a lot of heart. Also, her last name is Fortuna. Like Bib Fortuna.
Bib Fortuna. Star Wars reference.
Oh, see, I went for pussy.
Hey,
like I'm wearing a bib for tuna.
That's finally
you guys
said something straight.
You guys didn't. Nobody else went there.
I did not go there.
No,
it was brilliant.
You never went there.
I have went there. I just never put a bib on.
Yeah, you've got one on full time. It's called that beard.
You got a flavor.
This is my tuna bib.
Yeah, it keeps it off the shirt.
I need to get a shirt, man.
God forbid you should get tuna on that shirt.
I want a shirt with an arrow that points up and says tuna bib.
Or just say bib for tuna.
No, and then I'm hoping, and I'm hoping that some nerd will get it. I'm like, oh, bib for tuna, I get it.
So bib for tuna, who was the character from Star Wars?
Which one was he? Yeah, I don't remember. I just remember the name.
It's a dude?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it so much worse.
It's going to bother me
with
when I see
like
it.
With a name like bib, you thought it was a female?
Was he like the the lizard-looking bounty hunter?
Oh, that makes it gross.
I'm looking it up. Keep talking about
they
video
probably have
games.
Like ambiguous like private parts, so it could be like hermaphrodites.
Oh, no. No, Bib Fortuna was like the evil-looking Twi'lek that was Jabba the Hutt's little right-hand man.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, I go down on him.
Wrap those head tentacles around.
I'd throw on a bib for that, too.
Yeah, no shit. So we were talking about another character from another game whose name is Fortuna?
Luisa.
That's right, Luisa Fortuna.
Does Fortuna mean something in Spanish?
Probably fortune. Means fortune.
Fortuna, yeah. Which is, you know what, that's appropriate. It comes full circle.
If the circle's missing an arm.
No, if the circle is, like, you know, shaped like labia.
Sure.
I don't, dude.
Circular labia.
Dude, we are, I am... I've clocked out long time ago, right. Man.
I know. It was about 3 hours ago when you got here.
Luisa Fortuna, she was the chick who was trying to get you to save her boyfriend, who was the leader of that revolution.
Revolution.
Revolution?
Yeah.
The Resistance.
La Resistance lives on.
That's what they did in Canada.
Viva la Resistance.
La Resistance.
That's totally Spanish. I'm speaking Spanish right now.
Yeah. No, I believe it's Revolution.
Revolutiono.
Listen, I'm not a wordsmith.
It's Revolutiono.
It's Revolutiono, of course. Like, you did the abandonware for Japan. This is abandonware. Were there any, like, stereotypical Asian people in the game? I don't remember.
Yeah, they were building railroads.
You had
Shocker.
Yeah, pretty much. There was one guy who, I can't remember, someone wanted to kill him and you had to convince him to leave or something. He was Asian, I think.
No. Oh.
He was a stranger mission.
I remember the one of the missions where you had to blow up the bridge, or you had to blow. No, you had to blow set like or charges.
There was something opium related.
So just a real just stereotypical.
No, that was just last night, guys.
Well, because I'll be honest, like when I fired up this game to play it for this episode, my save fired up like right at the going home to see your family.
Yeah.
Oh, so at the sad part,
I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, okay, so I'm gonna do about 8 missions and get shot in the chest, face, neck, and shit.
You know what? Speaking of the racism in this game, which it happens. I'm sorry. That's how the world was in 1911, and I can't control it. I killed more people going into Mexico than I did in the first part of the game. Like, I didn't kill as many white people in the first part of the game than I did Mexicans going into Mexico.
When you're
on the raft?
Yeah, drifting down the river.
Like, oh, my God. This is fucked up. Like, the action was real slow in the beginning of the game. Once you get into Mexico, there's a lot more people to fight.
Yeah.
It happens. I'm like, this is fucked up.
Well, couldn't you start doing bounties down there, too?
Or you was do that bounties down there. You started them in Austin.
Okay, so... Yeah. You did.
New Austin or Armadillo.
That's right, because... You know, that's a good thing to talk about is the mini games, because...
There was a lot.
I used to I loved doing the bounty hunting missions where I would just be like, I am going to lasso this motherfucker, like that's it. Like I wanna
You shoot him in his leg so he can't run.
Yeah,
and
then
he
you
drops
hog
his
tie
gun
him.
And then you hog tie him and take him back.
I like the catch the horse thief. I would let him ride away and then I would hit my dead eye just so he was just far enough away and I'd pop that motherfucker in the head.
So you put
his hat flies up in the air.
You pulled a what is it, the Quick and the Dead?
I've never watched that.
Time's up, Rusty!
Yeah, like, he'd be, like, about to go over the top of a hill, like, he thinks he's getting away, and then just, like... Doof, doof.
That was the cool thing about the game, too. Like, I know it happened. They did it in all the other Rockstar games, like the open-world games. It was much more accessible to participate in, like, just things going on while you're riding
another
mission.
I accidentally broke a horse once. There was a guy at a corral with a wild horse, and I jumped off my horse just by him, and I accidentally started breaking his horse.
Which is another fun thing. Like, you had to break the horse, you had to do the whole thing.
The horse breaking was fun.
I didn't like the horse breaking, I gotta be honest, because it's like left.
Yeah,
right,
I mean, it's not
left,
really, like, challenging or fun, I guess, but it was a cool concept. Like,
it was.
You
I mean,
to break horses.
That happened back then.
Well, I think that you also, like, because when I became Jack, I tried to break a horse that I had before, and I kept falling off, like, no matter what I would do. So I
Kid's
think
a puss.
He is a puss cake. Don't get me wrong.
Reading books and shit.
I was a little disappointed when, I mean, it was cool the way the game ended, but then you could keep playing, but you had to play as Jack, and I was like, Jack's just not as cool.
He looks the same from the back.
He does, yeah. That's pretty much all you're seeing.
Yeah, but his voice and the lines aren't just
not
as cool.
Yeah, he's not as smooth as the old man.
How about how weird it was that the, because I sent you guys both the image of the voice actor for John Marston. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. He's not acting or anything now. He's like concentrating on raising his kids, but.
Yeah, he just did that, and he's like, all right, I'm done. Thanks.
Looks like a normal 30-year-old dude in a collared shirt, just like, you know, just trying to live. Like, I expect him to help me at like a Home Depot or something. You looking for some nails, ma'am?
No. Sir, yes. Wait. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Dude, if some guy came out of the woodworks and just said that to me, I'm like, I don't know what I want. I just I think I just want you.
I just want to draw you.
Are you a bear?
can you wear the battle jacket?
Can I last round hog tie you?
One of the side missions that I want to talk about that you didn't really know what was going on, like where Rockstar probably just they laid it out for you, was the Grim Reaper death, like the guy in the top hat. He had like what, three missions, just random missions.
It was three or four, yeah.
Yeah, and he would give you like, go do this or you can do this, and I remember I was trying to do one and I just lost it. I forgot to do it, and the next time I ran into him, he was just like, you never came back to me, like just talking shit. And then at the end of it, he's standing on the hill where you're buried, and he's like, "This will be a perfect spot," like that. It's that type of depth which made this game fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and it's probably in the $15 bin, like you were saying that earlier.
Yeah, I got the Game of the Year edition or whatever. I got that, all the DLC and Undead Nightmare for like $17.99 at GameStop.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's a good deal.
Yeah. Well, I like when you first met Death, and he's standing on the cliff, and he's just like, oh, hey.
Yeah, because it was running by, like, because it was one of those side mission things, so you run up that giant hill. Missions, yeah. Yeah, and you're just like, oh, I guess I'll stop next to this sharply dressed man.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember seeing him.
The first mission is he tells you, oh, this guy's about to cheat on his wife.
Oh, that's right. You can either give him money.
Go help him or stop him, and you can go and talk him out of it and be like, hey, man, your wife's at home. She loves you. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Or you can just be like, here's $10, have fun.
Yeah, I think I wound up just giving him money, and that's what, like, and Death was just like, well, you're a piece of shit. Can't wait for this to happen. On with your business.
Yeah. I'd be that guy. I never did the side. I didn't do a lot of side missions. I tried not to because I wanted to play more game stuff, but I never found a jackalope.
I got the jackalope. I found out that I didn't have the content to get the jackalope.
You gotta have all the DLC, the Hunter DLC or whatever it is.
This was the game that I actually bought the week it came out. Like, this was, I want this game. I was excited about it
because they hadn't released a new Grand Theft Auto in a while.
Well, but they had done something else. Like, no, I think it was before LA Noire.
GTA 4 came out right about that time.
I don't know about that.
But, it was around the same time, because that was about the GTA 4 thing. But I was really excited because GTA 4 did the two things. Like, they had two downloadable contents. They had the Ballad of Gay Tony, and they had have you never heard that?
No, it's always just funny.
Okay, and they had the Lost and the Damned, which I didn't really enjoy the Lost and the Damned.
Oh, was that the Sons of Anarchy?
This is going to be the continuing the gay theme that I have going for myself, is the Ballad of Gay Tony. Was fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, you're not gay, Tony.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah, because you could parachute off.
You're just his bear.
Yeah, you're there to be a bear.
To get hogtied.
It's like the Berenstain Bears.
GTA 4 came out in 2008, by the way.
Oh, so yeah, it was 2 years after. But you know what? They were still releasing downloadable content, and I was actually expecting them to do another downloadable content outside of Undead Nightmare. But going back to it, that game is that expansion pack is huge.
And plus, I mean, you'd have to do another completely off-the-wall story thing because the story's done. I mean, John Marston's story is done. It's over.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, where does Undead Nightmare fit into the story? I know where it fits in.
It's not canon. It's supposed to fit in after you go back to your family and before... before the G-Man comes and gets you.
Well, because everybody else dies. Like, you kill a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
You know, we never talked about, though.
Because your uncle dies at the very beginning of Undead Nightmare. So
he's a zombie. Yeah. We
were going to talk about how disgusting Uncle's beard was.
Like, he had that tobacco stain right here?
Yeah, well, he had a tobacco stain everywhere around his waist.
It was gross.
Just disgusting.
I can't wait. This thing's starting to gray up real nice. I can't wait. I'm going to start smoking again so I can get those yellow stains
in it. No, you know what it's not going to be? It's not going to be like a tobacco stain. It's going to be like, you know, like that flavor. It's going to be like pink stains and green stains from all that weird ass.
From the e-cigarette?
Yeah, the e-cigarette.
I smoke it when I'm drunk on the weekend.
So you'll only smoke it every day?
On the weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just going to be Coors Light stains. It's going to be this piss yellow around down my face. Like, what, did someone pee on you?
There were two other trophies or achievements that I thought were pretty funny. I'm an achievement whore.
You're a chivo. Chivo whore.
I'm a chivo. Machismo?
Machismo. Machivo? Machivo.
I like achievements, okay? I'm a fan of achievements. But the one fighting around the world.
Fighting around the world.
Obviously.
Tugga.
You just have to knock somebody out in a fist fight in every bar in the game. And then Manifest Destiny, which you acquire by... There's a finite number of buffalo in the game. If you kill every single one, you get an achievement.
You know, it would have been more on the nose if you eliminated all of the Native Americans.
The Manifest Destiny? Yeah. No, you just have to herd them into an area and tell them they can't leave. Maybe give them a casino.
Yeah, you now see build this, me a casino.
You see this swamp? This is yours. These landing. That was a dirty, shady little thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about playing cards.
It's a good place to gamble.
It was. So.
And the gambling suit that you can get where you can cheat at cards.
But that was amazing. That goes back to like the mini games and stuff in that game. There's so much content that goes on. You can just keep going back and back and back. Yeah. So
that was one mini game I did. I'm playing poker for an hour. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, I have poker on my phone, and I have an actual poker game on like three different systems, and I'm playing poker in a different video game.
I made game silly. Dude, I made so much money at that poker game. It wasn't even funny. It was just I would crush. And you were saying you made a pretty
well, yeah, because if you got caught cheating, you'd have to go out and duel the person and have a gunfight. And I was playing against like four or five people, and I got caught by every single one of them and killed every single one of them. So I went back to the table, and there's no one to play with.
I guess I'll just like, get up.
You're just playing solitaire.
Was it down? Was it down in Mexico in that little patio?
It was Thieves Landing.
Okay, Thieves Landing.
Well, what do they expect? It's called Thieves Landing.
Yeah. Right?
Or the Liar's Dice was fun, too, I thought.
I tried to play that. I couldn't get into it. It was just like...
It's like playing bullshit.
Well, I've got this, and I've got. Yeah. Poker was much more accessible for my simple brain.
Easier for you to wrap your mouth around.
Yeah, just get up all around there.
The Texas Hold'em. I don't think Texas Hold'em existed in 1911, but you know it's very popular today, so they threw that in instead of regular.
Yeah, they were probably playing stud or something. Yeah.
Which honestly, Texas Hold'em is so much easier to play, so much more fun.
Oh, I'm still doing the wrapping my mouth.
Yeah, right? I got that.
Yeah, Jesus, God, you got the windscreen in there and everything. How'd you do that? He's now up to the elbow of the stand.
Oh, man.
You know what?
Put a gag ball in my mouth.
We need to get done with this because there has been way too many gay jokes and way too much racism today.
There hasn't been any racism. It's just mostly just gay jokes.
Well, I was pretty racist for a little while there.
For what?
I could use a little bit more racism.
Could you?
What are you talking about?
I was going to throw something at you, but I don't even know what your heritage is. So.
I like, you know, you're left-handed, aren't you? Some of the mini-games earlier. I like you're riding by and some like, prostitute standing there in her... You know, in her corset, she's like, oh, help, help. And you stop, and like eight dudes jump out of nowhere and try to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did that, and they killed me hard.
Oh, yeah?
Or like when she's like, help a girl out here, and you pull over, and she like throws you to the ground and takes your horse, and you shoot that whore in the back.
Yeah.
So basically, this made you the outlaw that you wanted to be.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not the outlaw that we wanted. It's the outlaw we deserved. Do you know, I think we just like kind of rambled and stumbled our way through this fucking game. Do you have any final thoughts, Mr. Chester?
No.
No?
No thoughts whatsoever.
You have no thoughts about the game? Like nothing?
Well, I loved it.
Okay, so that was simple. We got Simple Jack over there.
So, right?
You got any final thoughts about the game?
Yeah, Texas Hold'em started in the early 1900s.
Which would have been around 1911, which was that game was set in.
Well, I don't think they were playing it in Thieves Landing at the time. That's all I'm
saying.
Thieves
Landing didn't exist. It was in a video game.
Which is why they weren't playing it in Thieves Landing at the time.
How do you know? I don't know shit about fictional places.
Wikipedia, bro. Look it up.
Did they? If I look that up, it's going to say yes. You're terrible. What about you? You got any final thoughts that don't have to do with poker or murder?
No, no, no. I want to see you guys fucking duel in the street.
With like airsoft guns?
Like a showdown?
Real actual guns.
Or a duel.
Dart guns?
A showdown.
I've got the Sword of Omens in my car, and you got a lightsaber.
This is happening. You know what? And I will officiate dressed as Kratos in a loincloth and sandals. No, my final thoughts is like, it's a for the character John Marston, they did a great job making you love him, and then absolutely just killing him,
yeah,
and leaving a pit in your stomach that even Eris, like
it's amazing storytelling.
Yeah.
Like, so good.
And with the characters to boot. But we actually have one thing we want to talk about.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to do it?
No, you seem like you're really excited about it.
I was actually really excited about it. So,
I'm pretty excited about it.
So, Codemasters was actually nice enough to hook us up with some actual real tangible video games and swag to give away. So, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be actually running a Twitter competition, not a competition or a contest, to where all you have to do is direct message us, "I want to win," and you'll be entered in a drawing to win. What are we giving away first?
I think we're actually giving away Grid 2 first.
Yeah, Grid 2. We're going to give it away first. It has been opened.
It's a PAL version. I had to make sure it works on the 360, and it does.
Yeah, because Codemasters is out of the...
They're British, yeah. So,
the old UK.
So, yes, it does work on American 360s. I tested it. I'll put a sorry letter inside of it.
Well, I'll sign it. It won't mean anything to you. But, yeah, we're going to give away a free copy of Grid 2 for the Xbox 360. We're going to throw in some stickers that they gave us. We'll throw in some of our stickers. And then in a month, we're going to give away another game.
F1 2013.
Which you actually can't get that physical copy.
Yeah, that you can get it on... You can get it online, and you can get it on Steam. You can get it on the 360 store. You can get it on the PS3 store.
But you can't get
you can't get a physical copy here in the U.S., so that should be cool. I mean, if you play racing games, you know the Codemasters makes really good racing games, so that's exciting.
They're good looking
on that.
So we're basically...
They threw a shirt in there, too. We'll throw the shirt in there with F1.
The second one. But for right now, we're doing Grid 2. We're doing a couple stickers, probably about... 5 or 6 stickers.
Like 30. They sent us this humongous stack of stickers.
And we're going to throw in some stickers from ourselves as well. And all you got to do is direct message us within the next 2 weeks. I want to win. And then we'll do a drawing for our next episode, our next long episode. At the end of the episode,
we'll announce your name on the internet. You could be internet famous.
We'll announce your Twitter handle on the internet.
We'll announce your real name, address, phone number, social security number on the internet.
Yeah, and then we're gonna come at you for some real info. I'm looking for a bear. So yeah, if you guys are a fan of these games, just go ahead and enter. Like I said before, we're just buying your fucking love.
We're buying your love. Hey, thanks, Codemasters.
Yeah, Codemasters, thanks so much. It's really cool that you would actually throw a little podcast
a little,
like this.
The little handwritten note I got here on the wall. That was cool. That was a nice little touch.
Yeah. So
it was beautiful. Made me cry.
Is that about? Oh, we are on Twitter.
We are on Twitter. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher.
We're on Facebook. We got Facebook going up and running now.
Facebook might work or not. I haven't even checked it out because I don't trust your wife.
No, it actually works. It works pretty pretty damn dare goods. But other than that, yeah, check us out on any one of those. Shoot us a message. Do whatever you want to do. We don't really care.
We've got a website too.
Yeah.
We have casualcowards.com.
We're working on making it better.
Yeah, we're trying to beef that up.
A little better.
Talk to us on Twitter. We're active. We love it. We love to have a little banter.
Yeah.
It's fun. Don't let it just be me and Chester going back and forth with each other.
Pathetic. Just pathetic. But other than that, thank you for listening to the 17th episode of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
Oh, I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan. Did you forget how the fucking round table works?
I'm like, why are you staring at me?
Bear.
John Marston stole my heart.
He did.
He did. The lovable scamp.
Why did you say that? All
right, I fucking hate you, dude.
Complete the list.
I like it.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm doing it.
I like the bench. Oh, you idiot. Get off of me!
Grab a paper towel while you're out. Because there's monster on the table.
Oh, god damn it, Dirk. I knew you were going to be the first spill.
I broke your headphones.
Broke the headphones.
Oh, I broke your headphones. I owe you new old headphones.
If you could find some new head... God, you broke both sides off. You animal.
Jesus.
Oh, come the fuck on. Dude, right on my battle jacket.
Did you just say, come on my battle jacket?
Come the fuck on my battle jacket.
Well, when I was playing Uno... no, dude, that was horrible.
It'd always be like, it'd be like three people and a guy in the corner jacking off.
No, because, yeah, we'd try to get one person to come into the game, and then they would come into the game.
They would literally come. into the game.
No, it looked like the guy was beating the shit out of a pomegranate. Like, he was just, like, hammer-punching.
Like, he had huge balls and a tiny dick, and he's just like, oh. Yeah.
What game is this?
For, no, Uno, Uno for the 360.
It's just me.
That's awesome. Stop that shit. Stop that shit right now.